I'll play Chris if you are.
How much do you guys just sort of put away last week and look toward what's going on?
Well, before you put away, you got to learn from it. So that's what Mondays are for. You know, there's kind of a general 24-hour rule, and that's, you know, the Monday night win counted as one win. The Sunday loss counted as one loss. So we have to go back and learn from it and figure out, you know, why things happened and, you know, what we did to beat ourselves and then correct it. But then you move forward 24 hours after a win, after a loss, it doesn't matter. We got to move on.
You've been through this enough times that it's nothing new for you, but what is the most important thing when you're changing quarterbacks to just try to make it as fluid as it can when you transition from one guy to the next?
The biggest thing is just, you know, the rest of the offense, we have to play clean. And, you know, we kind of pick up that slack so he can come in and it be as easy as possible. And, you know, that's what we didn't do. We made it hard on ourselves. So, you know, it's nothing that, you know, switching quarterbacks did to us. It was things that we did to ourselves. We put ourselves in some tough situations. You know, you take those, you know, five or six instances out of the game and we stay on track, I think you have a different football game.
What are the challenges kind of during the week when you don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be and preparing, you know, namely the receivers?
You know, there's not really any challenges to prepare. I think every guy on our offense will go prepare the same way that they have, you know, every week. You know, you're going to get yourself ready to play on Sunday. You know, we control all that we can control.
Kyle, when you have a quarterback, if Case is a starter when he's going into his second week, mm-hmm. how does that change things in terms of familiarity now that you've had a game with him at full speed?
I don't think it makes it much different than last week, to be honest. We got to go out and play better and execute better and stay in manageable down and distances. Like I said, it didn't matter who the quarterback was last week. If we put ourselves in those situations, they're not very favorable for us to have success.
Case, from what let me try this again. Kyle, from what I understand, Case has had a lot of success against Tampa and their defense. What does that mean, I guess, for him to have that confidence, knowing that he's had success with them in the past?
I mean, I think Case has a lot of confidence no matter who we play. I know he had a lot of confidence going into last week. He's played a lot of games in this league, and he's won games in this league, so I don't think it matters who we're going against on a weekly basis. The confidence is there, and I saw that confidence out of Case on Sunday.
Is Tampa more than a little bit more of a mystery, given they've only played one game while you guys have played two?
Okay, they've got one extra game of film than we do, but not really. You know, they have a great defense, a lot of speed at the linebacker position. You know, Gerald's one of the best up-front defensive linemen that I've ever played against, I think, that we have in our league. And then they've got some talent in the secondary, obviously two pretty good corners. They brought TJ over from Denver to add a little depth. So they've got a bunch of talent, and, you know, they forced four turnovers in the first half last week in Chicago and really put them behind the eight ball. So, you know, going back to us playing clean, we have to play clean football.
What have you learned from Case from, you know, OTAs when you first started working with him up until last week?
Case is a competitor. I mean, he, you know, he competed all spring, all summer. And then when you see him out there on the game, you know, it's, you see that desire and burn that he has deep down, and he wants to go out there and make plays for us and help us win games.
He mentioned that the catch that you had, and you wish that he had put balls in different places. Did you notice as the game going on, he was starting to get more comfortable by the second half with tempo and kind of getting in and out of the huddle?
Yeah, I think as an offense, we didn't necessarily get in and out of the huddle very well. I know that was something that you know, we improved on in the second half. You know, that's not necessarily on Case. That's on the other 10 guys getting lined up, getting set. That's something that we did really well against New Orleans and something that we've really kind of put emphasis on to get up, to get lined up. That puts pressure on defenses. You know, when you get lined up fast, and, you know, it makes them have to get lined up fast, make their calls fast, and, you know, it doesn't really give them time to settle in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Sweet. We'll see you guys.
Thanks.